her like your college major was twisting and tearing up Friday nights. Love the way you're wearing those jeans so tight.
Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. Jury deliberations will resume tomorrow in the criminal hush money trial of Donald Trump. Outside the courtroom today, the former president criticized the prosecution's case.
There are a lot of witnesses, a lot of people that they could have called that they didn't call. Now, they didn't call them, obviously, because they would have been very bad witnesses for them.
Mr. Trump repeating his claim that the trial is rigged and it should be ended immediately. Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito says he won't recuse himself from cases involving Mr. Trump or January 6th defendants over flags he says his wife decided to fly over their homes. President Biden and Vice President Harris are holding a rally tonight in Philadelphia as they look for support among black voters. South Korea says North Korea fired a missile toward its eastern waters. Stocks tanked today. The Dow closed down more than 400 points. The NASDAQ and the S&P also ending the day in the red columns. This is ABC News. An Iceland volcano is again erupting.
This marks the fifth time this volcano has erupted since December. But this eruption is its most powerful since it first became active 3 years ago. Dramatic video shows what looks like a wall of glowing lava and smoke spewing from the ground. Some of those lava fountains reaching over 160 feet. Iceland's civil defense has been put on high alert, and officials have ordered nearby residents to evacuate. Inez de la Quintera, ABC News. At the foreign desk.
Major League Baseball is rewriting its record books. Russ Dorsey with Yahoo Sports.
With Negro League statistics now added to the Major League historical record, Major League Baseball's history can be told in a broader, more complete picture.
The league is adding the achievements of more than 2,300 Negro Leagues players from 1920 to 1948 and completing the career records for players who went on to the majors. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Madison judge could restore union rights to Wisconsin public sector workers taken away under Act 10. In oral arguments yesterday, attorney Stephen Carl Kilpatrick said lawyers were within their rights to treat police and firefighters differently.
The legislature decided that this passage of Act 10 could create labor disruption. And what it decided was that there were certain job categories that it could not live without.
There's no timeline for the judge's ruling. Wisconsin collected more medications during Drug Takeback Day than first thought. The U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration says Wisconsin ranked first in the country, not second. Wisconsin collected more than 55,000 pounds of unwanted medicine on April 27th. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News, I'm Austin Brume. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Over 100 gallons of cooking oil spilled onto the ground in Eau Claire after a truck crash just after midnight on Friday. According to a press release from Eau Claire Fire and Rescue, the crash occurred at the intersection of State Street and Washington Street and sent between 100 and 200 gallons of cooking oil spilling into the street. Authorities were able to contain the spill before the cooking oil began to enter storm drains in the area, and two people were taken to the hospital as a result of the crash. The Wisconsin Department...
Following is a special sports presentation of 98Q Country, WCQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin.
Get out of here, go!
Back at the track, gone!
To the warning track, and he looks up, it is gone!
Turns around, watches it, it is gone!
It's time for baseball. on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Warning track, go!